So Paddy Pearson, the Sligo head coach, I suppose, huge disappointment to lose that one right at the death.
Yeah, it's a funny feeling. Like, I mean, geez, like, what more do you have to do to win a game of rugby? We ended up playing 50 minutes of the game with only 14 men, like, some very questionable calls. It's tough on the lads, like, a hot day, fast game. Like, you know, what more do you have to do?
Were the refereeing decisions a real moment for thought for you? Maybe 5 yellow cards in the course of the 80 minutes. Some questionable, as you say, penalty decisions maybe late on as well.
Yeah, like, the penalty decisions were nearly worse. Like, it's really frustrating. Like, obviously I was up the top of the tower there and I could see it clear as day. You know, it's a big ask. You know, you can have one or two things go against your way, but you can't have that many things and perform that well and still just come up that short is very frustrating.
Is it perhaps an indication as to how well Sligo did perform today that you only lost by a point given all those decisions that maybe went against you?
Exactly, you know, that's exactly it. So that's how well the boys performed. Like, some of the tries are top class. It showed we deserve to be there and probably win. Like, we should be playing rugby next week, but it's not happened, so we'll just lick our wounds now. It's been a successful season. The boys have done really well, so we'll have a rest and then we'll go at it again.
If you can, just set aside for a moment the fact that you did lose today, but some aspects of that performance were wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, our set piece was really good. The line-out is probably the best it's been all year, and if we do that, some of our outside backs are going to be very hard to contain, and that was the case. Three or four tries were very good.
Could you have hoped to have been in a better position going into the final stretch there? You were 13 points ahead for about 20 minutes.
We were just that one score. I could tell the way it was going. Like, we needed just that one penalty or just that conversion to go over just to get away from the 2-try buffer, because it's got a very hard team fighting for their lives to get relegated. It's going to be very hard to defend and you're going to have stuff go against you. We just didn't quite get that extra couple of points to keep us in the buffer, yeah.
In an overall sense, Paddy, a really good season for Sligo.
Very good, yeah. You know, considering where we were 3 games before Christmas at the bottom of the table, it's been a real good season. You know, when we sit back and we'll review it and see what we could have done better and see what we were doing well, and then if you look at the bigger picture, you know, we've done pretty well.
And will you be hoping to keep most of this group together now for next season for another crack at this league?
We've lost Mitch and Mutter, and they're big personalities, yeah, and big players, so they'll leave 2 big holes. But, you know, our team's so young, hopefully we'll build. And there's a good crop of 18s coming through to step up. So, you know, they're a young team, but should be a good squad next year, yeah.
And maybe just on the supporters before we finish, Paddy, a huge Sligo support up today in a really raucous atmosphere.
Yeah, it's like this. Probably a few more today because of the game that's in it, but our support's unreal. Like, they go on the magic bus around the country following us like it's something else. Generally, we have more supporters than the home team. And the boys love it, eh? So we'll be meeting them back in the rugby club tonight and we'll have a few whiskies with them.